This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour. You can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. First hour, we were talking about speeding tickets. And one cop, a former cop, says he's got a foolproof method to beat speeding tickets, which was somewhat misleading. Because really, it's a more of a long-term strategy. That's what not taking the plea deal is. It's a long-term strategy that requires multiple people to participate in order for it to be maximum successful. The idea being, of course, if you're given some sort of speeding ticket, parking ticket, whatever kind of non-violent crime, alleged crime, possession of marijuana, that you don't take the plea deal. And this is something that we've been advocating, or I've been advocating on this program for a long time, number of years here on Free Talk Live. So it's nice to see the idea cropping up in other circles, in this case, Barry
Cooper.
That's
why you're being so kind to this guy that basically had this big fat lie of a headline.
Well, Barry Cooper, I think, wrote the headline, actually. And it is how to fight a speeding ticket.
No, it's how to beat speeding tickets.
Now, the title does say there how to fight a speeding ticket. Not how to beat it, right? So,
yeah. All
right, so this is how to fight a speeding ticket. It doesn't say that you're going to win.
Of course not.
You know, it says this is how you spend an extraordinary amount of time clogging up the court system, hopefully so that other people will possibly do it, and
well,
if not,
evidence.
Then you will thereby get convicted and spend a bunch of money and a bunch of time feeding
there's
the
There's evidence
state.
To suggest that this has some success. And what I mean by that is that there's been folks who've gone down to the police department and they have seen, or the parking department, I guess, and they've seen people and have heard from people who've said that they have gone down to challenge their parking ticket and have had it dismissed out of hand. Those of us who do Robin Hooding here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is rescuing people from getting parking tickets in the first place by putting coins in expired meters prior to the arrival of said parking enforcer, those of us who participate in this would like to believe that the reason why they are going ahead and dropping charges for people is because enough people are challenging them to where they don't really want to spend the time to try to convict these people, that if it's a free stater or liberty activist in the area, they'll go ahead and go through with the trial
to
teach us a lesson. But if it's an average person they don't recognize going in to challenge the parking ticket, they may not actually end up going to trial.
Well, what happened to me was I decided to fight a parking ticket.
This was, what, 2-3 years ago?
No, this was many. This was several years
ago.
And, you know, nothing happened. They dropped it against me. I wrote a blog post for FreeKeene. I think the only blog post I have ever written for FreeKeene.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
as a guest blogger, you're not actually a blogger there.
I think I certainly was at one point a blogger
were
at FreeKeene.com.
Okay,
it was very early on. Yes. But, you know, you and I decided that it is probably best for everybody if I wasn't.
Okay.
So, and then the next time, so I wrote a blog. Hey, you don't have to pay those things. Just fight them in court, and then they'll drop the charges. Why would they take a $5 fee to court? And I got some flack about it. You know, some friends are like, you shouldn't do that. You'll destroy the system. You know, that kind of thing. What do you think I'm here for?
Yeah, right.
You know? So then I, you know, the next time I got a parking ticket, you can better believe they took me to court. They actually asked me for a continuance, and I said, sure, I'll give you a continuance, because otherwise they would have had to drop it. But I'm like, sure, I'll do that. And then, you know, they took me in there. They wouldn't let me say anything. Everything's an objection, you know, and it was really, really kind of funny. But as a result, you know, their little laws say that I may not allow anyone, whatever. There's several words that they said allow, help or facilitate somebody to use my vehicle to park into a parking spot illegally. So I put a note in the vehicle. It says that I do not allow, facilitate, or permit you to park illegally in this vehicle, even if you borrow it from me. So therefore, then I can bring in this piece of paper that I have notarized from 2009 mm-hmm. or whatever, and not notarized, but witnessed in 2009. I can say, look, I had this piece of paper in my vehicle. I did not permit them to park in that. I am not responsible for the parking. You must prove that I parked that vehicle in that spot. Go ahead and prove it now, please.
But it hasn't. You haven't gotten a ticket since
Never.
Then?
I got one, and I paid it, and then you were complaining. I can't believe you. You are destroying liberty. I'm like, you know what? $5, I just don't care anymore.
Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, and that's how they get you, Mark Edge. Robert, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, remember we tried that this year with the key court there. It was a really bad, snowy day out. You were on my way to come get me. And you know, I called the courthouse, and I said, are you going to be open today? It's a really, really bad, bad storm out. And they said, well, we're open, you know, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to, you know, I called back about 20 minutes after that, and, you know, I said, I was still going to be open to go to court today. And they said, oh, we didn't even know you were coming. We thought you weren't coming to court today.
Interesting. Yeah, so, I mean, I would look at trying to cancel one's, day of court. I would, try to make that telephone call. I don't see any reason not to just keep on kicking the can down the road as far as these charges
go.
Well,
one reason to not do it, if you're not dealing with just a piddly ticket, is because you'll be on bail conditions for a longer period of time. If you've been arrested for something.
No, that's a reason.
That's a reason that you do want to go to trial relatively quickly. So that's something. But, Robert, so what you're saying is that when you called, they thought you weren't going to come in because you'd already called them once asking about the times or asking if they were open? They presumed you weren't coming?
I don't even know how they got the impression that I wasn't going.
It sounds like they jumped to the conclusion. I mean, they figured you'd called to ask if they were open. Maybe they just jumped to the conclusion that you weren't going to
come in. Did you give your name when you called the first time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Robert, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, the last bit of part of this I want to share is that, I signed up to get a public defender. And, of course, 2 days into this thing, I changed my mind and I hired an attorney. Skip forward about 8 months later, I get a bill from, the Department of
ripping people off.
Exactly.
The public defender. Well, now, wait a minute. Did you ever even meet with the public defender? Did they ever provide you with any service?
I didn't even know the guy. They never met him or anything. They sent me a bill for $800.
Wow. Just because you signed the form saying you consented to the public defender. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you.
Imagine that. I mean, government taking money from you without providing a service. I mean, that's unheard of.
And the service, I mean, God has blessed the public defenders who really do give it their best. I believe those people exist out there. You know, they're trying inside a really bad system, trying their best to help a large group of people that they can only give so much help to because of,
when they first start, perhaps. I think those guys get burned out real quick.
Oh,
they're
incentives. The incentives are just, all mixed up for public defenders. And, their incentive is to not work, to look like a lawyer and, just tell people things in order to get them to leave them alone.
Well, but to give them credit, I guess, to some of them that deserve credit where credit is due, for instance, Rich Paul, our friend who is in jail now, I thought his public defender did a decent job with his case most recently with the violation of probation. I thought the things he was arguing in court were pretty well done. It looks like he'd done some research. He didn't just ignore the case until the last moment or anything like that.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you there. I thought that it did appear to me that he was paying attention and knew what was the details of the case were and was familiar with the law and actually made an effort. Whereas, I've dealt with public defenders in New York, where it's all it is slow walking you to a plea deal.
Yep.
It's nothing other than that.
But that's what a lot of private attorneys do. I mean, I've seen attorney after private attorney charge somebody $2,000-$3,000 to hold their hand right through the plea deal process and act like they've done them a favor.
Oh yeah, the last time I got arrested, I mean, it was exactly that. He's like, hey, just accept this deal, and I was like, you know that I've been through the system before, right? Like, I'm not falling for this. What did I pay you $5,000 for? To ruin my life? I don't think so.
Exactly. So we'll come back with more. Share your thoughts here. Coming up, another court-related, or not really court, I guess, but sort of legalish thing. The saga of Zen Magnets, one of our sponsors. They are going to it all the way to the end to defend your freedom to have magnets.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
¶¶
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features for free.
AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. It's an agency for one of Asia's largest and most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year from 40 countries. It's in Bangkok. They do major medical. The largest single reason for U.S. bankruptcies? Major medical bills. They do heart bypass, heart valve replacement, many other surgeries. Those are $120,000 to $150,000 in the U.S. And it equals the price of many homes. It's $25,000 to $30,000 in Thailand.
Hmm.
Now, obviously, that's not an amount to sneeze at. But when you start thinking about the costs of insuring a family for a second, it can cost $2,000, $1,500 to $2,500 a year to insure your family. When you start looking at those costs, that's a year to year and a half's worth of insurance that the heart bypass.
Hold on, it can cost you $1,500 a year to insure a family.
As
that's
little
low.
As $1,500. No,
per year.
As little as $1,500 per year. That's like two people.
To get insurance?
Catastrophic.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
You know, I don't know what Obamacare's done.
I thought insurance costs way more than $1,500 a year. That's
Did I say a year?
Really
no,
low.
No, I said a month.
No,
I'm sorry.
You said a year.
That's why I'm asking
month.
You.
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah. Okay.
A year?
That
terribly sorry. A month.
$1,500
a month.
That sounds more like it.
Okay. Sorry, I got those numbers wrong. Excuse me. But, if you decide to just go it with no insurance at all and just pay for the problems when you have them, this could really be a solution for you with major medical. Most people, that's what they're concerned about, major medical problems. Cancer, they can treat it just like they treat it here. These are, clean, modern, large hospitals where you're treated well. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Go check it out for yourself. Take a look at the pricing. I was stunned. It changed my whole paradigm on what I believed one could do. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
All right, cool. Let's continue here. Matt's in Jersey City, New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just want to say, I listen every day. I'm a pretty new listener, and I really love the show.
Thanks.
I always identified with the non-aggression principle. I just never realized that it was called NAP until I heard your show. I wanted to talk about the fact that you pointed out, I forget who pointed it out, but 20 tickets were not issued because you took your ticket to court.
Yeah, you're talking about the parking ticket trial. This was the Concord, New Hampshire, a few years ago, where I took a $10 parking ticket to court, and of course spent 2 hours in the car just driving there and back. And who knows how much
your time is worth per hour?
How much money in gas? I can charge people like $50-$60 an hour for audio production work. So spending time doing that, and then getting that satisfaction of knowing that I helped save 20 people from getting parking tickets that morning, it just warmed my heart.
Well, I don't think your heart should be so warm. I mean, there was another person out on the street giving tickets that day. It wasn't as if they only have one parking enforcement person.
Well, there may or may not have been another person out. In places like Keene, New Hampshire, if you've got one parking officer on, they may only have one officer on at any given point in time. Whether they would schedule the other one during the time when the one is in court is another question. But regardless, they certainly couldn't put them both out on the streets at that time. So the woman would have been, she had told me in court, the parking enforcer, she would have been on the streets. Had she not been sitting in the courtroom?
Was that a question that you had asked? Was she the only person?
No, I didn't ask that question.
Available at that point in time.
But even if there was a second person who was out there, then that would still be one fewer of them on the streets.
In theory, sure, but I mean, in a lot of cases, I think I take the guy's point though that he's saying that look, the state will replace these people. Right?
Well, in a place like New York City, it's not going to make a difference,
right?
There's probably 1,500 traffic officers on the streets there, and that's not going to make a difference. But in a place like Keene, New Hampshire, where there are two parking enforcement officers, in Concord, I don't imagine has more than four or five or something like that. You can really have an impact.
Yeah, certainly. And if it was happening on a regular basis that, you know, you've got both of these parking officers and now we've got, you know, five different parking ticket trials. Well, obviously, you know, you can drain those resources rather rapidly in a place like Keene. Whereas, yeah, in New York, it's just they'll just hire more people to do it.
Again, numbers matter. And that's why the idea of migrating people for liberty, the Free State Project, Shire Society, these are ideas of drawing people here to New Hampshire so we can get active together. Fact is, numbers make a huge difference. And when the numbers of the status is similar, you know, at least the numbers of the police are similar to the numbers of the activists, that starts to become a real game changer. I mean, you get a situation like right now in Manchester where they have more people, I think more activists are coming out to the DUI checkpoints that are happening out there than the police have out at the DUI checkpoint. And, you know, you're turning the tables with that kind of with those kind of numbers.
Certainly. When you come to a place like this and you can actually rival the forces of the government agents in question at any, you know, particular turn, there's a lot to be said about that. And that's one of the things that I love about being here, certainly, that, you know, we can actually, like, identify who all the police officers are here in Keene, whereas to try to do that in, you know, Manhattan is just it's just not going to happen.
Go ahead, Matt.
I got it. That makes a lot more sense now that you put it into context. Thank you.
Anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would. I think that a big way to fight and change the tide is to vote with your dollars. And I understand you guys have your affiliates and you have your sponsors, but how do you fight by voting with your dollar?
What do you want to fight exactly? I'm not real clear.
Big Agra, the pharmaceutical industry, any sort of military-industrial complex, anything that you guys talk about.
Well, Mark, you do the locavore thing, right? You get the local foods and things?
We grow a lot of our own food.
I have buy the beef, too, locally?
Yes, beef we do at home. We do pigs. But I really don't think that does anything. I think that's a preference. I like the idea of knowing where my food comes from. I like the idea of knowing, you know, how the animals that I eat have been treated. Because as far as I'm concerned, pigs in this country are tortured. When you go and you get a pork chop out someplace else, the animal that you're eating has been tortured, as far as I'm concerned. I want to see these animals treated better. I don't know that the Big Agra and that one can do anything. I think you're really talking about the drop in the bucket at that point. I mean, if you think that taking your parking ticket and fighting a parking ticket is a drop in a bucket, when you decide to not purchase your pork chop from Smithfield Farms or whatever, but instead to grow it on your own property, yeah, they don't miss me, I don't think.
Yeah, but it does add up, right? I mean, if you, enough people.
Adds up to what?
Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, I was just going to say, what if you were to, say, support a local farm like you're doing? You don't actually, you do raise your own animals, but you support your local farms. That's one less dollar.
Yeah, I support local farms, too.
I mean, it may be a drop in the bucket to ConAgra or whoever, Mark, but to the local farmer, that's a new customer, and it makes probably a big difference for them. Thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453.
Then why don't you support them?
I don't really care.
Right.
Frozen food.
More
on the way here
to.
In moments. You can take control of the airways. But there's no doubt that people boycotting can have an effect. I mean, look, Apple put the Bitcoin apps back in their store. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up whatever you want. We're talking about kind of overall clogging up the court system has been sort of the largest topic throughout the show so far tonight, although we've kind of gone off into the question of, you know, does it matter when you withdraw your financial support from some sort of mega corporation like ConAgra Foods or Monsanto, for instance, and we can get back into that here in a moment. But whatever you're going to be eating, you gotta brush your teeth.
You should be brushing your teeth at least some of the time with My Magic Mud. For folks that say, you know what, my mouth is clean enough, they haven't tried My Magic Mud. Because once you try it, you'll realize, wow, I didn't have any concept as to how clean my mouth could be. Mm. I wake up in the morning, I don't have film on my teeth anymore. And I only brush with My Magic Mud two or three times a week. Mm. Now, the first time, when you first do it, it's probably a good idea to do it every day, once a day. Because in the first time I did it, I noticed a difference immediately as far as stains on my teeth. Within four applications, gone. Now, this is just brushing for 2 minutes with My Magic Mud. They call it My Magic Mud because it comes in a little container, and it's a powder, and it is black as midnight. It is amazing stuff to look at. But not only does it remove stains from your teeth, very successfully and clean your mouth very successfully. The carbon in my Magic Mud just kind of grabs a hold of whatever bacteria in there and yanks them out and gets them out of there. But for some people who have sort of gum sensitivity issues, now I never had this issue, but many people have reported that when they have that their gum sensitivity is gone. For people who are sensitive to flavors in toothpaste, just can't stand it. My Magic Mud, no flavorings whatsoever. It's completely all natural. It was created by Jessica Armand, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And it's a fabulous product. It's managed to give their family financial freedom that they working at a job just never did before. It's MyMagicMud.com. If you're skeptical, fine. I love skepticism. Go to MyMagicMud.com. Check out what biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say. To say as he explains the benefits of My Magic Mud. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Last caller was suggesting that, there was a discussion, I guess, about the idea of withdrawing one's support from some sort of mega corporation and, can that make a difference? And I think that generally, one person doesn't make a difference to a mega corporation. They don't care. Your cell phone company doesn't care if you cancel your contract and go with one of their competitors. Ultimately, they'll have some sort of script they'll read to try to retain your business. They'll give you maybe a 10% discount. There's some sort of thing they will do to attempt to retain your business. But ultimately, you are a drop in the bucket. I definitely get that. But there are instances, like with the Apple debacle, when they pulled the blockchain app from their store and they pulled all the other Bitcoin-related apps from their store, they had people making videos taking $500, $600 iPhones and shooting them, macheteing them, doing various different damaging, destructive things to them on video and releasing those, and those were going viral. And maybe they got tired of that happening and decided they were going to reinstate that. They got tired of people canceling their accounts. Maybe there was a visible dip in people, canceling iPhone-based phone accounts or whatever. Maybe they did get some sort of feedback from that they actually paid attention to.
Yeah, I was skeptical when the caller called in, and I'm going to retract it. So the fact is that you're right. For the local farmer, we buy a lot of our food locally. We certainly go to the grocery store, can't get all the produce that we want to get. My wife does these sort of vegetable smoothies we call green drinks.
You're just not going to find watermelons in New Hampshire. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you can grow watermelons in New Hampshire. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never seen them sold at the grocery store or anything like that.
You have never seen watermelons sold at the grocery store?
From New Hampshire.
I don't know whether they label them, how they label them, but we have grown watermelons at my house. So everything's fine as far as watermelon
that's
growing. We're committed to it.
There's got
to
be stuff that you can't grow up here, though.
Indeed. There certainly are long crops that take a long time that it might be more difficult. But I can't think of any of them off the top of my head. Things grow rather quickly here in New Hampshire, and they have crops that are specialized for it. But the local farmers, it really does make a difference for the, that few hundred dollars a month or whatever you're throwing their
way. You might be one out of 50 customers there. I don't know. I don't know what's realistic.
Indeed. But one thing that's kind of cool about New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont is this is where local consumption of food is at its highest in the country. Now, the soil here stinks. It's terrible comparative to Iowa.
It's got rocks in it.
Yeah,
right.
You can't. In Florida, I used to take a shovel. I'd stick it in the ground. I'd step on it, shove it all the way in, kind of wiggle it around, and pull up a big thing of what we call dirt. It was actually gray sand, but no problem. We called it dirt.
Okay.
Here, you try to put a shovel in the ground. It goes tink.
Tink. Yeah.
You move it over. It goes tink. Like there's no. You just can't dig with a shovel here. Anybody who wants to dig basically has to have a backhoe to do it.
So what do? Do you have to put the dirt on top of the ground or something? One of those deals.
You could – I dug a between 3 and 4 foot trench. It just was so hard, Ian.
It took
me days and days to do this. From my house to my boiler, let's call that 30 feet.
Hmm.
I wanted to see what it was like, so I endeavored to take on this project, and it was I decided I'm never – digging in New Hampshire again. I'm going to hire if it's worth digging, it's worth hiring somebody to come out with an excavator
or something.
Or a backhoe is an excavator on the back of a tractor.
Gotcha.
But that's the point I'd like to make is that we're empowered as an area. If for whatever reason the big one comes, now I don't know whether it will or not. It isn't going to be Iowa that's doing that great. We already have a local economy in place. People buying local in New Hampshire, it's a real thing. And Vermont and Maine, this whole area, this is, it's huge here. Mm. So if for whatever reason, you know, people are always concerned, oh, well, New Hampshire secedes, what are you going to do? You can be cut off, da-da-da-da-boo-boo, right? No, well, you know, we're already sort of self-cut off.
Yeah, I think if we're cut off, then, you know, we're going to lose all these benefits, like war and income taxes and...
Whatever will we do.
And all the federal weapons restrictions that are only taking place in New Hampshire because of the federal government. So yep. I'm more than happy to lose all of those things. And, you know, I find that I've entertained the idea of, like, okay, let's do the, you know, local organic food thing. And, you know, I go to, like, the food co-ops, and it's more expensive.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't justify that.
I try to do it. But I think that the most important thing that a lot of us can do is, you know, keep more money in our pockets, right? So if you want to boycott something, you know, try to boycott the dollar and get into Bitcoin and silver and stuff like that. I mean, and if you can make those things more desirable and make the dollar less desirable, you know, go ahead
Absolutely.
And do it. But, of course, so many of the things that we talk about on this show and all libertarian type things, it's all, well, if everybody does it or if enough people do it, and, like, it's so difficult to motivate. That I think the whole point of liberty is understanding that we don't have all the same goals and motives and stuff like that, and trying to say, well, if everybody does this, well, you already sort of gotten
you
away
lost.
From the whole point. Yeah.
So the reason that I eat organic at my house as best I can is it has little to do with it doesn't even have that much to do with local economies. It has to do with theft. It has to do with property rights violations. And when you look at the grains that are grown in this country, corn, wheat, the major grains grown through GMO crops. Now, I understand there's a lot of misinformation out there about GMO crops. I don't think they're poison. I think they're a property rights violation. Here's
Agreed.
Why. When you spray Roundup or pesticides and herbicides, whatever the brands may be, on these pesticide and herbicide resistant crops, which we'll see how long that they actually are pesticide and herbicide resistant. But when you spray that on them, there's going to be runoff. When the you'd spray it indiscriminately at that point. You can just lay out, you know, killing Mother Nature and her weeds and her bugs and all these things. You can do that. But then that stuff's going to run off. It has to run somewhere. It's going to run into the rivers. It's going to run into the creeks, the brooks, the streams, then the rivers. And then it's going to run down, in many cases, down the Mississippi. In most cases, down the Mississippi. And there's a dead zone the size of New Jersey down the Mississippi. They don't know why exactly. Probably because the people paying for the studies of the government and Big Agra. But it's not cool to let pesticides and herbicides run onto your neighbor's property.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live at 855-453.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. The number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Liberty Kids are apparently making an impact, at least according to Yahoo News and Reuters, in Los Angeles in the Republican Party. We'll see what they're up to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Zen Magnets still under fire by the federal government and maybe standing alone. We'll give you the update on their story when we get a chance. But let's go first to the phones and to the fun. We've got Jimmy. Actually, we're going to Skype, where Jimmy is on the line. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy. What's going on?
Not much. I see y'all got that Christopher Cantwell there.
We do, much to the chagrin of certain listeners.
Well, I think he's all right. He looks like a nice fellow. Hey, somebody said on our show the other day that James Witt, that guy that always calls in, that he has an anger addiction.
Yeah, that's something Ian said, yeah?
No, somebody else said that, I think.
Okay. It was Derek.
Yeah, Derek J. He was starting that movie. But I think I got proof. So let me go on. I'll tell you all what happened. So me and my wife, Milford, we were at a RoboCop musical downtown here in Tucson. starring Katy Perry.
Did you bring the kids?
Yeah. And Katy Perry was in it.
Jar Jar.
Nice. It was wonderful. Yeah, Jar Jar Jr. and Grandma Ton, my two baby kids. And so I got a text from old James Witt there, you know, and he says, hey, man, I need to send you something, you know, and it's real important. So I'm like, all right, man, you know, and I just told him, I said, shoot me an email, you know. I just started getting on the internets, and I got one of them emails. And he sent me some schematics for a weapon that he was wanting me to make.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He wants me to build it, you know, and he said it requires the blood of three gay men. And I'm like, what is this thing? And it's a weapon that destroys rainbows.
That's excellent. I want one of those.
Yeah, that's how you... Well, I guess you have an anger addiction, too.
Well, you know, is it an addiction or do I just really enjoy anger? I mean, you know, it's a I like brownies. Am I addicted to brownies? You know, I could quit eating brownies anytime.
Anybody who wants to destroy a rainbow, man, that's you got a problem.
But, so what did you say? I mean, when he approached you with this, he wants you to build this for him, but you disagree with destroying the rainbow?
Well, what did the rainbows ever do to me? You know, I don't got a problem with them.
I'm thinking, are there any other sort of natural phenomenons that you are willing to kill, destroy?
Waterfalls. I'll kill a waterfall in a minute.
Well, the waterfalls are creating these rainbows in a lot of cases, actually, if you think about it. So waterfalls are really at the root of the problem, and if there's anything that we should be about as Liberty people, it's striking the root.
Get rid
of the waterfalls. That will take out the rainbows, and you can save the blood of three gay men.
For every 1,000 striking at the rainbows, there's but one striking at the waterfalls.
Thanks, Jimmy, for the call. Toll-free number, 855-453. Rusty's in Houston.
You hung up on him? I wanted the rainbow weapon.
Call back, don't worry. Rusty, you're on the air. Not tonight, but he'll call back again. Rusty, go ahead.
Yeah, howdy. I was wondering, what's Jill's favorite kind of microbrewery up in New Hampshire? Or is that even kind of a big scene up there? Or does the state regulation make it somewhat impossible to kind of...
They just deregulated, I think, on the microbrews.
As I understand it, that New Hampshire may be one of the most fertile places for microbreweries. There's all kinds of laws that have been passed in the last couple of years that sort of free the beer. I have a stomach issue that sort of popped up.
All kinds of laws, but I have heard that there's been
something. There's one law that had a whole kinds of provisions.
Okay,
how's
there
that?
There you go.
I have this kind of stomach issue. Can't drink beer for any, you know.
Like that's why I've been drinking the wine.
A beer. Okay. But I can't drink beer. So I can't really give you any good advice on it, and I'm sorry. I used to love that stuff.
I am not an expert at all. I can tell the difference between good beer and not so great beer. Like, I don't like the Swill, the Budweiser, that stuff. But I like, you know, the craft beers. I just don't know
the ones you buy in the store, though.
I just don't know the difference between any of them. But there's a lot of that up here. There are a lot of breweries and the microbreweries and things. And, Chris, you've not been here too long. But
yeah, I actually I just went to one in Brattleboro today, Whetstone Brewery. I'd actually gone there a couple days ago with Josie Wells, and then Robin's up visiting me, so I took her over there because it's just beautiful. They got this, like, beer garden. It's outdoors, and it's on the water, and it's just a really nice thing. And they've got all these delicious beers there. But I don't know, like, the New Hampshire brewery scene. I mean, when I'm home, if I have beer in my house, it's like PBR, man. Mm-hmm. You know, PBR. And
you like the Swill.
Yeah, I like money, more importantly, right? Like, I like money, and the good beers, while tasty and wonderful to have in a restaurant, would get rather expensive, you know, giving them to guests and, you know, partying at the house and drinking for the purpose of intoxication. That's strictly for PBR and some Canadian LTD.
Yeah, but you can get, like, there's a brand called Double Bag. Which, you know, is like twice the alcohol of a normal beer, basically.
But, like, Double Bag has a connotation for me that I don't want in anything I'm drinking. Like,
well, there you go, Rusty. I don't know how much help we've been with your question. But, yeah, it is definitely true that microbreweries have been deregulated. So there's more freedom here now for that than in the past.
Well, we're confident you will like this. We just don't have any information.
I'm gonna take this as, like, a homework assignment. Like, the next time
you're gonna research.
Yeah. I'm going to go do a lot of research on all the beer being
brewed
in New
Hampshire. Now you're encouraging Cantwell to drink. That's what we need.
You're like, he needs encouragement.
So wait, now, Rusty, okay, so here's what I would recommend if you want to get a good, more well-rounded answer to this question. There are a couple of places online where Free State Project participants tend to hang out. A few of them. One, there's a Free State Project forum. You can go to forum.freestateproject.org. There's also people who aren't in the Free State Project, like Chris Cantwell, who, you know, just have moved here anyway because of freedom. You're a Shire Society signer, Chris. So,
sure I am.
ShireSociety.com. When you go there, there's a forum link. Just click into there. These are two places where you can go that aren't Facebook. There are, of course, Facebook-related things like the Free State Project group or the Porcupines group, where you can go and you can post this question. And then you'll have probably, you know, 50 people possibly looking at the question, and maybe you'd be more likely to get answers from people who know what they're talking about.
And you could probably find yourself a couple of beer drinkers when you're talking to Free Staters.
No doubt. Rusty, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thank you, and it's good to hear Chris on the show.
Cool, man. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855 450 free. So I mentioned Zen Magnets. Quick update on their story. This is from their website, zenmagnets.com. It's a sponsor of the show. We met them actually at a Bitcoin conference where Shihan, the guy who was in charge of Zen Magnets, was walking around offering to sell these magnets. And maybe you've seen these things, Chris. They're the tiny little magnetic balls that you can kind of make sculptures and things out of. Basically, it's something you can sit at your desk and fidget with.
I haven't seen this, but I've heard you do a commercial for it when I've listened to Free Talk Live. And you're like, this guy's like a hero of mine because he has magnets. And yeah. I'm like, well, magnets are cool and all, but how does this guy become Ian Freeman's hero for having magnets?
Because
I don't get
when
it.
The government tries to shut him down, he's standing up for his business. And it's so rare to see business owners actually stand up for their own business when the government comes to try to regulate them out of business.
So the government is coming after magnets now. Like, I thought the yes. milk thing was bad, right? Like, I thought, like, coming after milk was, like, the height of ridiculousness. But now we're telling, now I'm being told that little round magnets are some sort of legal problem.
Even though, as Shihan points out, balloons are far more dangerous. Like, kids die from balloons, and magnets, they don't really tend to die.
Balloons have been around longer. They have that sort of right. social momentum.
Well, magnets have been around for a long time, too.
Yeah, but not
these
round
magnets.
Yeah.
Little round ball
magnets. What's
they
magnets. You? Magics are like, they're like God's magic.
So
no, go ahead.
Let me give you the update here.
So, tell me the story.
So the main company that we used to know about before we learned about Zen Magnets was Buckyballs. Well, they're done for. They settled their lawsuit months ago, and news of MagnaCube.
They got out?
Yeah. News of MagnaCube settlement comes today. They're both out of the fight. We're at a critical crossroads between two options. Behind door number one, shut down and stop sales. This makes the most sense from a business perspective. We exit the business as soon as possible with as much as possible at the recommendation of nearly every lawyer and consultant we've talked to. We comply, we recall, the unique warnings don't work argument goes unchallenged in court. Nobody else stands in the way of the magnet ban rulemaking. The CPSC sets the precedent of dodging the most public objection the agency has ever received for any single action item. The CPSC, which stands for the Consumer Product Safety Commission, wins its gamble. Behind door number two, all in for the conscience. Fight for warnings and consent, democracy and beautiful spherical magnets, because how others treat you is their karma, but how you react is your karma. Because the beauty and wonder that magnets generate is worth a rescue effort. Magnet spheres work exactly as they're supposed to, and nearly everybody, over 99.99%, is able to use them safely. We'll talk more about what's happening with Zen Magnets here in a little bit, and I'll get a set of them out for you here, Chris, so you can know what they're all about.
We're really talking about magnets being chased by government.
Don't swallow them. You're going to be all right with that? Can you handle yourself?
I want to swallow them.
Okay, there's more coming up here.
Tell me what to do.
In moments. Hour 3, coming up. Free Talk Live.
GEICO presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with GEICO? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off, and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.